This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Voting is underway for assembly elections in Delhi. The polling began at 7 this morning and will continue till 6 in the evening. Voting is taking place across all 70 constituencies with extensive security measures in place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged voters to participate in large numbers in the Delhi Assembly elections today. Nearly 8.10% voter turnout was recorded till 9 a.m. in Delhi Assembly polls. In Central Delhi District, 6.67% voter turnout has been recorded, while in East Delhi, the percentage is 8.21. New Delhi District registered 6.51%, North Delhi 7.12%, North East Delhi 10.7%, North West Delhi 7.66%, and the voting percentage was 8.92 in Shahadra area. In South Delhi District, 8.43%, in Southeast Delhi, 8.36%, in Southwest, 9.34%, and West Delhi recorded 6.76% voter turnout. Now we go over live to our correspondent for the update on the Delhi Assembly polls. Our correspondent Anupam Mishra is with us on the phone line from Kalkaji constituency in South Delhi. Anupam, what are you picking at the ground and how the polling is progressing in the area?
Yes, Ramya, we are now at Kalkaji Assembly constituency. Voting is underway smoothly over here. Just a little while ago, Chief Minister Atishi cast her vote here at the MCD Pratibha School. There is an enthusiasm among people to vote for the assembly polls in the city. As soon as the voting began at 7 a.m., people started coming in. Senior citizens, women, youth can be seen in the polling booth. Tight security arrangement in place for peaceful polling. If we talk about the issues, all three parties, BJP, AAP and Congress, are in a fierce electoral battle, promising voters a range of welfare schemes and policy initiatives.
Thank you, Anupam, for the details.
Let's see how the fate of these candidates will be decided by over 1.5 crore voters in over 13,000.
Thank you, Anupam, for the details. President Draupadi Murmu, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi were among the first to cast their vote for the Delhi Assembly polls. The Election Commission and the Delhi Police have intensified their efforts to prevent fraudulent voting in Delhi Assembly elections. All polling stations are being monitored through CCTV by the Election Commission. Meanwhile, Delhi Police has launched a special operation against illegal Bangladeshi and Rohingya infiltrators, conducting raids in several areas to identify, arrest and deport those residing illegally in the capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will take a holy dip at Sangam. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. In line with the government's commitment to promote and preserve India's spiritual and cultural heritage, Prime Minister Modi has consistently taken proactive steps to enhance infrastructure and facilities at pilgrimage sites. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch Watershed Yatra, a nationwide initiative in hybrid mode today. The mass outreach campaign with the theme Jal Lae Dhan Dhanya aims to boost public participation and create awareness about the watershed development activities. The three-day meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India is scheduled to begin today in Mumbai. The meeting will continue till Friday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions of the MPC on interest rates on Friday morning. President Donald Trump has said that the United States plans to take over the war-torn Gaza Strip and develop it economically. At a joint press conference with visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today, Mr. Trump said that U.S. will be responsible for dismantling all of dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site. And that is the end of this news bulletin.